Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Among those closely watching the Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump are voters in the early caucus and presidential primary states. This week, we reconvened our panel of independent voters in New Hampshire to talk about how the impeachment proceedings might affect the election. On our voter panel are Elizabeth Sides of Hopkinton, Sheridan Brown of Grantham. They do not support President Trump. Also with us is Bedford business consultant Susan Terzakis, who stands by the president, and she says Democrats are being just as partisan as Republicans.
The Democrats, from day one, they've announced their opposition. You know, I'm at the point now where I'm interested in seeing the process see its way through, and then and only then will I come out with, okay, what do we do now?
So these offenses don't rise to the level of removing President Trump from office?
Not whatsoever, no.
Anybody want to weigh in on that? Sheridan.
As a former Republican turned independent, you know, I think accountability and transparency and wise use of government resources are all important principles. I think the impeachment is appropriate. You know, it becomes politicized, but I do think it's important to have people stand up and be counted.
Susan?
You know, there are things we all agree on as independents. I have a similar experience of where I was with the GOP. I felt disenfranchised, you know.
But you don't think that the president has used his position of power for personal gain?
If you look at the transcript that was released, and then you have the Ukraine, I was never pressured. Now, he has not had his opportunity to have his team present his case.
Elizabeth here. I stay at home and I have a TV in my kitchen, and that's really good and bad. But for that, it was great. And it was a circus in many ways, but I think it was by the Republicans. Getting no documents from the White House, getting no documents from the State Department. So to me, if you have nothing to hide, why don't you just submit the documents that are requested? And it's been said by McConnell and others that we're not unbiased jurors. To me, that's an awful thing to admit.
This is Susan. I'm liking the fact that there will be a trial. All right, let it all out. We're in agreement totally
okay.
On that point.
So could I just ask you, How do you feel about Lindsey Graham and McConnell saying what they've said?
I think at the end of the day, they have to sleep with what they're saying, and we, the voters, have to hold them accountable to what they own.
But do you think, so you keep saying you're watching the process, you're watching people.
Yeah.
So for me,
I don't think it's
watching them, it's not fair.
Well, it's not a question of fair, it's a question of what's just and due process. So in this instance, you had noted that the executive branch, i.e. the president, did not respond and play along with the House. Well, there was
to subpoenas?
Wasn't just necessarily the president saying, no, go pound sand. It was the executive branch, because we have precedents. We have cumulative law, case law.
So I'm just curious about so many of those witnesses that...
What witnesses? There were no witnesses.
What?
There was hearsay. Not one person in that House provided direct testimony.
Because they were blocked. So the people that would have had direct testimony were blocked.
And I'm going to state the bottom line from my perspective. It's not done.
Correct.
So to say, are we committing the same sin, though, of, well, wait a second, you've said emphatically, guilty.
Based on the House impeachment.
Yeah. Right.
For me, the facts are pretty clear. Reading all that, watching it, witness after witness, all of the information, it all corroborates the same story and the same facts that we were not allowed to get from all of the people that I listed before because they were blocked.
Does President Trump come out of this stronger?
You know, maybe not directly, but, you know, he comes out of this stronger in the sense that this is eating so much oxygen from other issues. And the thing that really upsets me on a daily basis is seeing the next headline of another environmental rollback or something else that has been done to benefit industry at the expense of the general public.
Sheridan, are you supporting a candidate yet for 2020?
I am. I'm supporting Senator Michael Bennett from Colorado. He spent a ton of time in New Hampshire. And I think it's because he has a real authenticity and he's got a good balanced plan that's not focused on a lot of new giveaways. If the wrong person ends up nominated on the Democratic side, it's going to be a second Trump term. Democrats may not believe it. It doesn't seem they believe it in the way they're campaigning. But there are a lot of independents who will sit out or maybe even vote Trump again if the Democratic candidate is too far left.
And but some might argue that if you choose a candidate that's not in the lead right now, you may be doing exactly that and not endorsing someone who may be viable enough to beat President Trump.
Yeah, I don't subscribe to that really because I think if people who are viable on the Democratic side have attached themselves to things that are very unpopular proposals, they're going to be far less viable in a head-to-head race. It really turns me off to hear Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders up there on stage enthusiastically talking about how they're going to get rid of private health insurance.
Elizabeth?
For all the same reasons that Sheridan said and Susan agreed with the health care changes that Sanders and Warren are proposing, I don't agree with that. And I think Obamacare, even though it has problems, as Joe Biden has stated, and he helped get that passed, let's fix them.
If it came down to, you said to yourself, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, what if you had to look at a strategic vote?
For me, environmental policy is going to be a lot of the analysis, and so I probably could not tolerate a Donald Trump under 98% of the scenarios that could happen out there. But there are many independents that I talk to that I'm friends with that I think are pretty representative of folks in the middle. In their mind, if they're looking at preserving the system, which is going to do more damage to it, electing somebody like a Bernie Sanders or sucking it up and surviving another 4 years of Trump.
Personally, I think a strategic vote is Biden because I think he has the best chance. I don't think that Warren has a good chance of winning. Bernie, I don't think, is the right candidate. So that would hurt me a little bit to vote for him, but I would.
You'd vote for a socialist.
I would, because I would have faith that he's not going to ruin our country.
Wow.
I would just have to have faith, because I think Trump
That's
is very
cool.
dangerous.
No. I could never see myself voting for a socialist. And Bernie has been remarkably transparent, right. open, honest. Mm-hmm. He owns it.
Correct.
Love that. But I won't vote for him.
You
He's
don't
a
like
socialist.
His policies.
He's
right.
a socialist. No, I'm a capitalist.
I just want to get away from where we are now, because it's ugly. I look at Trump rallies. That's not who I want as president. I can't have my kids watching those rallies when he says awful things about people. That matters to me. I want to get back to civility and to calmness and normal.
Well, thanks to the three of you for being with us and being part of these discussions.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Those are New Hampshire independent voters Sheridan Brown of Grantham, Elizabeth Sides of Hopkinton, and Susan Terzakis of Bedford.